So far, they have been positive. They have been willing to work with us, and they do realize that females want it all, which we should. Men are able to have it all. They're able to have a career and a family, and so should we. So they're being really receptive and open to these changes and helping making them happen.
Welcome, everyone. You are listening to the Women Offshore Podcast. This is Ali Cedeno.
And Christine McMillan.
We are both experienced seafarers.
And at Women Offshore, we are making waves.
The Women Offshore Foundation propels Women Plus into meaningful careers through access to a worldwide community and professional development resources, while raising awareness amongst industry leaders and decision makers about issues affecting women on the water. This podcast is an integral part of our mission, and we appreciate you listening in.
New episodes of the Women Offshore Podcast are available every Tuesday. Subscribe on whatever platform you like to listen to podcasts on, and be in the know about the latest topics related to diversity, equity, and inclusion within the maritime and offshore industries.
Thanks for tuning in. We have another great episode for you today.
Hi, Chelsea, and welcome to the Women Offshore Podcast.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Very good, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm really glad that we're getting a chance to sit down and chat. I think that this conversation is really important for us to have.
I agree. I'm very excited for it.
Yeah, so I'd love for you to just introduce yourself. And I'd love to know what titles you hold now and what title you're looking forward to next.
I am Chelsea Patterson. I graduated from the United States Merchant Marine Academy in 2014. Upon graduation, I sailed with a private tanker company for 4 years, and then I transitioned over to the United States Deck Union, Master Mates and Pilots. I am the East Coast liaison for the Women's Caucus within this union. I have my U.S. Coast Guard Unlimited Second Mate's license, and I also nightmate on Maersk container ships in Port Elizabeth whenever possible. As for the next title, I actually have absolutely no idea. That's a great question.
So one of your titles is wife, and another one is mom, or maybe it's mama. So how many little babies do you have right now? Let's talk a little bit about your home life.
Yes, I have a 3.5-year-old daughter, a 1.5-year-old son, and I am currently pregnant with my third, and I have a baby girl that is due in June.
In June. Wow. So are you excited? What are you feeling like right now? Because June's right around the corner. Are you anxious? Are you nervous? Are you ready?
Less than 60 days away. That's a shorter work tour than I am used to when I used to sail. But no, I'm very excited. My daughter is so excited. She can't wait to be a big sister again and is so happy that this time around she's going to have a little sister. And my son, being 1.5, has absolutely no idea what's to come.
Right. Yeah. He's kind of clueless right now, but that's exciting. I'm so happy for you. I'm looking forward to seeing this new little girl in the world. So tell me a little bit about night mating and what that looks like, because a lot of people don't know what that is, and it's kind of a special job. So can you tell us more about that?
It is a special job, and I am so grateful to have this opportunity with MMP so that I am able to stay as close to the maritime industry as possible without physically leaving the dock yet. But we have in our contracts with MMP, we night mate on certain vessels when they come into U.S. ports, which allows the deck officers on board to reserve their rest hours. And then I'll go on board and basically I'm quote unquote in charge of cargo operations and take care of everything while the deck officers on board get to sleep. So it's really nice to have that possibility. And I live in North Jersey, so I'm pretty close to the Newark Port Elizabeth dock. So that's really convenient for me, at least.
Okay, so you're close by, so it's pretty easy to do. And then how much notice do you get that there's going to be a spot open for a nightmate?
Usually the day of is when it gets called in the union hall, but Most of the time, the contracts are with Maersk, so you can look on their schedule online to try to plan ahead. At least for me, that's great because I always need to make sure I have babysitting coverage.
Yeah. So what does it look like for you to get out of the house with two little ones there and then to go to work at night? What time are you leaving the house and how does that schedule work for you?
I try my best to always go for the shifts in the middle of the night. So the ones that typically start at midnight and go until the ship sails.
Okay.
Usually it's before 6 a.m. if I get really lucky. And I prefer that because my husband is home, so I won't have to rely on my parents, who are my built-in babysitters.
Yeah.
Thank gosh for them. And also it's nice because my kids don't even know that I'm gone. So I'm able to work a little bit and make some money. And then while everybody else is sleeping, which honestly, it's the perfect schedule right now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. So you do a lot more for the maritime industry than just Nightmate. And so you mentioned that you're the East Coast liaison for the Women's Caucus for MMP. So tell us what that title means and what work you do within that role.
Yes, I'm so grateful to be in this position. I'm coming up on my 1 year anniversary. So we have a lot of little projects going on within the Women's Caucus, but the most important is getting shipping companies on board with ways to make it more accessible for moms to go back out to sea after having children. Some items we are requesting companies is to provide mothers with accessible and reliable internet on board, access to satellite phones, for companies to provide the mother with a breast pump, access to a freezer on board that can be locked or safeguarded to store breast milk, assistance with shipping frozen breast milk home, 20 weeks of paid parental leave for both mom and dad, job security. These are just a few things that we are working with our shipping companies within MMP to try to make changes to their contracts. Also, we just had something really great happen within MMP. Is that the Board of Trustees agreed in principle effective of January 1st year to extend eligibility for 12 additional months from the last day of covered eligibility for the offshore membership for pregnant women. So what that means is when a pregnant mariner gets off board, they will not have to worry about their health care insurance lapsing while they are pregnant or for a couple of months after the completion of their pregnancy, which is really great.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really important because that can be a detrimental factor, right? If you're not able to go out to sea and then you're stuck in this weird limbo spot of your healthcare expiring or lapsing. So that's wonderful. Right. So these are huge initiatives and you're going to some of the biggest shipping companies that the US has and asking for these changes. What's been their reception?
So far, they have been positive. They have been willing to work with us, and they do realize that females want it all, which we should. Men are able to have it all. They're able to have a career and a family, and so should we. So they're being really receptive and open to these changes and helping making them happen. So far, for the most part, the feedback has been positive. The one negative thing is just these things just simply take time just because legal has to get involved, contracts have to be changed, but we are definitely moving in the right direction and having great feedback with these companies.
That's really good. So, you know, you're a mother working on these things. And so do you envision yourself going out to sea?
Absolutely. I always joked and said that I'm a terrible advocate for myself, but when it comes to advocating for others, it's so easy for me to.
Yeah.
But this topic, regardless, is just so extremely personal to me because it's just, or it's extremely important to me because it's so personal. Like we talked about earlier, I welcomed my daughter in 2020, my first daughter in 2020, and I haven't sailed since, but okay. I do hope to go back out to sea one day. I told my husband and parents, because like I said, they are my built-in babysitters, that if something short comes on the job board, like a two-weeker, like I'm out of here. And I think I would have like roughly 5 days to prepare for it. And I already have my list of like, okay, I got to make sure we have diapers, wipes, dog food, baby food, et cetera, et cetera. just to make it as seamless as possible, check all the boxes off. But yes, I do hope to go back out to sea one day. That door is not completely closed, just because as much as we had it in the plan to welcome my daughter in 2020, I still love sailing and I miss it desperately.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's definitely that calling of the sea that is always with you, I think. And if that door hasn't closed, then I think that you're doing an awesome job of advocating for yourself and for everyone in the industry to make it more equitable for all of us to go back to sea when we're ready to. So it's wonderful.
Yes. Thank you.
So what can the Women Offshore community do to help you with this initiative?
So many moms want to reach out to me regarding what their union and or company did right to make it possible for them to return to sea, or even the exact opposite of what their union or company was lacking, which made it not possible to return back out to sea. I would appreciate the information. I feel like we, MMP and I, have a good baseline of what we need companies to change and make happen. But I know I'm still missing important factors for the simple fact that I have not gone back out to sea since having my children. I would love to get in touch with moms who are or were in the thick of it.
Yeah. So how can they reach out to you? What's the best way to get in touch with you?
Honestly, it's whatever way they feel most comfortable. I am totally giving out my email address, my phone number. I'm on social media. I think all of them, except for Facebook.
Okay.
But whatever is you think is the best way for me to share that, I have no problem doing so.
Okay, great. I have your email and I think I might even have your phone number. So we'll make sure that we add these to your podcast notes. And so that way people can find you and reach out to you. And then, so what you're really needing is just more advice from mothers who have gone back to sea and what they were needing if they didn't get it, or what they did get that really helped them to be successful mariners and moms.
Exactly.
Okay. So what other advice do you have for us today that you'd like to share with us? Because you are a mom, you are a mariner, and I love asking everybody for what advice they have for us.
So although, like I did say, I'm trying my best to advocate for others, but we do need to just keep in mind that at the end of the day, the only person looking out for you is you. The only person who has your best interests in mind and at heart is you. So you always need to do what is best for you and your family. So ask those hard questions. Don't hesitate to let your company or union know what they are not doing enough or where they are lacking. You matter and your voice counts.
Oh, Chelsea, I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that advice, because I think that sometimes we always overlook that ourselves. We assume that somebody else is going to have our back, and that's not always the case. So thank you so much for reminding us about that. It's been a pleasure to talk to you about this and to get to know your story a little bit more. And I'm really excited to see your brand new baby soon and just hear how this all works out for you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Chelsea.
Thanks for tuning in to the Women Offshore Podcast.
Come back next Tuesday for another new episode.
If you want to propel women offshore forward, visit womenoffshore.shop. Make a donation or purchase some swag.
Until next time,
stay safe out there, and we will talk to you soon.